अखण्डं सच्चिदानन्दं अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 117। अथ जीवन्मुक्तलक्षणम् उच्यते। आफ्टर डिस्कसिंग द ज्ञान साधनास, द मीन्स फॉर गेटिंग द नॉलेज, द ऑथर इज डिस्कसिंग द ज्ञान फल, द रिजल्ट ऑफ द नॉलेज। What is the result of the knowledge? What is the benefit of the knowledge? Why at all we are making effort for the knowledge? The jnana phala is twofold. Number one, jivan mukti. Number two, Videha Mukti. When a person gets a jnana, what does the jnana do? First of all, jnana destroys ajnana. Jnana destroys ignorance. And when the ignorance is destroyed, the result of ignorance, the effect of ignorance, is also destroyed. What is the effect of ignorance? Identification with the body. Identification with the mind. And because of the identification with the body and mind, there is the whole of samsara. All the problems of samsara. A sense of limitation. The sense of incompleteness. Sorrow, fear, anger, conflict. And so on. All the problems which are called samsara is nothing but the result of ignorance, the effect of ignorance. And therefore, once the ignorance is destroyed, the effects of ignorance are also gone. The samsara is gone for a jnani. And the jnani enjoys the inner source of happiness. The jnani discovers happiness in himself. Jnani discovers unsurpassable happiness, unsurpassable peace, unsurpassable security in himself. Such a jnani continues to live in this body. At the same time, he is free from samsara. Free from samsara means muktaha, He is liberated. He is free. A jnani is mukta. Free. Because free from all the problems of samsara. And he is continuing to live. Therefore, jivan. Jivan means one who continues to live. While living, he is mukta, he is free. One who is mukta while being alive is called a jivan mukta. Therefore, a jnani becomes jivan mukta. Even while being alive, he enjoys the result of the knowledge. The jnana does not say, the Vedanta does not say that to enjoy the result of this knowledge, you have to wait till death. After death, you will go to another loka and you will get the result of the knowledge. It is not like that. You will enjoy the result of the knowledge even while being alive. That is jivan mukti. And this jivan mukti can be enjoyed as and when you are assimilating the knowledge. Like, hunger is appeased as and when you are eating. Today you eat and tomorrow your hunger is appeased. It is not like that. If you are eating now, the appeasement of hunger will also take place simultaneously. The more you eat, the more will be the appeasement of hunger. With each morsel, the hunger is appeased, little by little. Similarly, the more you assimilate the knowledge, the more will be the benefit of jivan mukti. And it will be visible to you, it will be experienced by you. The more you assimilate the knowledge, lesser will be your botherations, lesser will be your misery, your shoka, sorrow. Lesser will be the feeling of incompleteness. Lesser will be the insecurity. That is jivan mukti. Here it is important to understand regarding the karmas. There are three types of karmas. Prarabdha karma, Sanchita karma and Agami karma. Sanchita karma. We have done both good actions as well as wrong actions. In our many past lives, all of us had infinite number of past lives. Nobody is born afresh. Everyone had infinite number of past lives. And in all these lives, we have done good karmas. Good karma means dharma. And we have done adharma also, wrong actions. All these dharma and adharma we have done in our previous janmas. They have given their result also. The result of dharma is punya. The result of adharma is papa. All these are accumulated in our account. And the account is called Sanchita. Sanchita Karma. The accumulation of the Punya and the Papa we have done in all our past lives. It is there like a Swiss bank account. It is there. All of us have a Sanchita account. It's a very big, huge amount. We don't know how much it is. Inexhaustible amount of karmas. Nobody knows how much it is. We don't know. But all of us have Sanchita karmas. Punya is also there, Papa is also there. How much Punya, how much Papa, that also we don't know. It is called Sanchita Karma. Then there is Prarabdha Karma. When we have taken this birth, when we have taken this body, we have brought with us a portion of the Sanchita Karma. A small portion of the Sanchita Karma. And that portion of Sanchita Karma, which is responsible for the birth of this body, as well as the continuation of this body, this particular Janma, it is called Prarabdha Karma. So Prarabdha Karma is like taking some cash from your bank account. You have a bank account and you want to travel somewhere. You have taken some cash, drawn some cash from the bank, say 10,000 rupees. And you go on a tour. How long you can go on a tour? As long as you have the cash with you. Once the cash is exhausted, you have to come back. So that is Prarabdha Karma. The karma we have brought while we are born in this Janma. And it is exhausted in this Janma, in this particular birth. This Prarabdha Karma decides where we will be born, what kind of body we will have, whether we will have human body, or animal body, or bird body, it's all decided by our Prarabdha Karma. So for this Janma, we have brought human Prarabdha. That's why we are human, we have human body. And how long this body has to continue to live, that is also decided by our Prarabdha. The Prarabdha has decided, Prarabdha decides how many breaths we have to take. The number of breaths is decided by Prarabdha. And so many things which we are enjoying, both happiness as well as pain, we are enjoying in this Janma, it is because of our Prarabdha. Once the Prarabdha is over, this body will collapse. This Sthula Sharira will die. And then a person takes another Janma. Because his Sukshma Sharira does not die. The Karana Sharira also does not die. Only the Sthula Sharira falls. He will take another package from the Sanchita Karma. And take another Janma. That becomes another Prarabdha. This Prarabdha is over, he will take another Prarabdha. So like that, lives continue. So it is prarabdha karma. The karma responsible for this body. The karma responsible for the birth, sustenance and death of this body. It is prarabdha. Then there is something called agami karma. Whatever we are doing now, it is agami karma. Whatever we are doing in this janma, we are, all the time we are doing some or the other good karma and bad karma. Sometimes you may help others, you may do puja, you are doing punya. Sometimes you may do a wrong action, you may kill an ant while walking, it is a papa, it will give papa. So all good karma and bad karma you do in this janma also. So it is agami karma. These three types of karmas are there. Sanchita karma, prarabdha karma and agami karma. When a person gets a jnana, the jnana destroys his connection with the sanchita karma. Therefore, the sanchita karma of a jnani cannot yield any more result. Therefore, a jnani will not be affected by his sanchita karma. Once he gets jnana, the sanchita karma is gone for him. Therefore, a jnani has no cause for another janma. Because if he has to take another birth, he has to withdraw some more cash from the sanchita karma account. Then only he can go to another birth. But since the connection with the sanchita karma is lost, jnani doesn't have any more sanchita karma. Therefore, he cannot have another janma. What about agami karma? A jnani will also be doing some activities. Jnani also walks. An ant will be killed now and then. Jnani also may help some people. Jnani also may teach some people. Some punya is there in that. Therefore, what about agami karma of a jnani? Jnani also seems to do some good actions as well as some wrong actions. Nobody can avoid the wrong actions totally. Even though a jnani is doing good as well as wrong actions, a jnani doesn't have identification with his actions. Even though he is doing actions, he does not identify himself as the doer. Jnani may walk, jnani may sleep, jnani may eat, jnani may talk, but he knows, I am not the doer. Even though he is working, he does not identify himself as the doer. Therefore, the agami karma, whatever karma a jnani is doing, jnani will not be affected by that. Therefore, once you get jnana, you cannot earn any more punya and papa. All the punya and papa you can earn before jnana only. After jnana, you cannot earn any fresh punya and papa. Therefore, jnani does not have agami karma. Sanchita karma is not there. Agami karma is not there for a jnana. What about prarabdha karma? Prarabdha karma is the karma which is responsible for the birth and continuation of this body. The prarabdha karma of a jnani will continue because already it has started giving its result. And since it has already started giving its result, it cannot stop in between. For that the Shastrakaras say, prarabdha karma is like an arrow which is already shot. An arrow which is already shot, it cannot be stopped. It will continue to go until its momentum is there. Only when the momentum, the force is exhausted, it will fall down. Similarly, our prarabdha karma also, a jnani's prarabdha karma also, which is responsible for this janma, this body, it will continue to exist and it will continue to give the results until it is exhausted. But luckily, prarabdha karma will get exhausted one day, in a few years. And once the prarabdha karma is exhausted, the sthula sharira of a jnani will disintegrate. Then, unlike an ajnani, a jnani has no cause for taking another janma. Because sanchita karma is not there. Agami karma also he did not earn. Therefore, there is no more balance of karma left for a jnani to take another janma. Therefore, jnani doesn't have another janma. He does not take any more body. Instead, when a jnani dies, not only his sthula sharira is disintegrated, his sukshma sharira as well as karana sharira, they are also disintegrated. When an ajnani dies, only sthula sharira will go. The sukshma sharira and karana sharira will continue to exist and they will take another sthula sharira. But in the case of a jnani, when the prarabdha is over, all the three shariras are destroyed. Sthula sharira, sukshma sharira and karana sharira. All three shariras are destroyed. Therefore, there is no more body for a jnani. There is no more sharira for a jnani. There is no more deha for a jnani. It is called videha mukti. Freedom from the embodiment is called videha mukti. No more body. Then where does the jnani go? He doesn't go anywhere. He is the Brahman. Jnani remains as the Brahman. Only the body goes away. Body disintegrates. That's all. It is called videham. No more janma for a jnani. So jivan mukti and videha mukti. These are the two results of the jnana. So we will see the text. First of all, the author is explaining jivan mukti and later he will explain videha mukti. Atha jivan mukti lakshanam uchyate. Atha, now, Jivanmukti Lakshanam, the characteristics, Jivanmukta Lakshanam. So there are two words, Jivanmukti and Jivanmukta. Mukti means liberation, freedom. Jivanmukti means the very moksha, the very liberation is called Jivanmukti. Jivanmukta means one who has Jivanmukti. One who gets Jivanmukti is called Jivanmukta. So a jnani is a Jivanmukta and a jnani has Jivanmukti. Jnani enjoys Jivanmukti. It is like sannyasa and sannyasi. Sannyasa means renunciation. Sannyasi means one who has renounced. Similarly, there is a difference. Jivanmukti means the moksha itself, the liberation itself. Jivanmukta means one who is liberated while alive. So, Jivanmukta Lakshanam. Lakshana means characteristics, qualities, nature of a Jivanmukta, of the one who is liberated while being alive. Uchyate, it is being told. Jivanmukto nama, swaswarupa akhanda brahma jnanena, tadajnana badhana dvara, swaswarupa akhanda brahmani, sakshatrute, ajnana tatkarya, sanchita karma, samshaya viparyaya dinam, apibadhi tattvat, akhila bandhana rahitaha, brahmanishtaha, jivanmukto nama, jivanmukta is. So the Acharya is defining a Jivanmukta. Who is a Jivanmukta? So nama doesn't mean name. Nama means is. Jivanmukta is the one. Jivanmukta means, you can say. And who is a Jivanmukta? A Brahmanishtaha. Jivanmukta is a Brahmanishtha. Brahmanishtha means one who identifies himself as Brahman. One who does not identify himself as a jiva. One who does not identify himself as the body. Instead, one who identifies himself as Brahman. One who always says, Aham Brahmaspi. One who always abides in the knowledge, Aham Brahmasmi, he is a Jivanmukta. And how he became a Brahmanishtha? Swaswarupa akhanda brahmajnanena. He got brahmajnana. What kind of Brahman? Swaswarupa, the Brahman which is his own nature. The Brahman which is his own essential nature. Swaswarupa, akhanda, free from all divisions, that kind of Brahman, tasya jnanena, by the knowledge of that Brahman, tad ajnana badhana dvara, what does this knowledge do? What does Brahma jnana do? It negates, it destroys the ajnana, ajnana badhanam. Tadajnana, tatu means Brahman. Brahma ajnana badhana. Destruction of the Brahma ajnana. First of all, the knowledge destroys ignorance. And once the ignorance is destroyed, स्वस्वरूप अखंड ब्रह्मणि साक्षात्कृते he has assimilated the knowledge. Sakshatkrita means he has assimilated the fact that he is Brahman. Ajnana tatkarya. Ajnana is destroyed. And once the ajnana is destroyed, tatkarya, its effects, the effects of the ajnana will also go away. What are the effects of ajnana? Sanchita karma is destroyed. Samshaya, doubts are destroyed. Whether I am Brahman or not, that doubt is destroyed. And viparyaya means superimposition, error. What is error? Identifying oneself with the body, identifying oneself with the mind, and identifying oneself as the jiva. It is error. False identification. Adi means etc. What is etc.? Raga, dvesha, all desires, sorrow, shoka, moha, conflict, all these things are also badhitatvat. They are also destroyed. Therefore, akhila bandha rahitaha, he is free from all bondages. He is free from all samsara. Bandha means bondage. And bondage means samsara. He is free from all samsara. He is totally free from samsara. Even though he is living, even though he is continuing to exist in the body, he is free from samsara. Such a Brahmanishtha is called Jivan Mukta. And in order to support what the Acharya has said, he is quoting a statement from the Shruti. Bhidyate hridaya granthihi chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Ityadishrutehe. So this is a quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. Bhidyate hridaya granthihi chidyante sarvasamshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Tasmin paravare drishte sati. Tasmin, that, what is that? Paravara. Paravara means sarvatmaka brahma. The Brahman which is all pervasive. The Brahman which is the support of everything. Drishte means when it is understood. When the Brahman is known, what happens? Hridayagranthihi bhidyate. Hridayagranthi. Hridayagranthi means error. Identification with the anatma. Mixing up of atma and anatma is called hridayagranthi. Chidjadagranthi. Granthi means a knot, a tying. The atma and anatma. Atma means the chaitanya, the chit, and anatma, which is jada. These two are tied up together. Means you have mixed them up because of ajnana. Therefore, once the ajnana is gone, this mixing up of atma and anatma goes away. Vidyate. The knot of Ajnana, the knot of Atma and Anatma, it is destroyed. Vidyate. It is cut. Chidyante sarva samshayaha. All the samshayas, all the doubts, chidyante, are destroyed. Kshiyante chasya karmani. The karmas of this person, of this jnani, kshiyante, they are also destroyed. The karmas are gone. Karmas are gone means sanchita karma is gone. Agami karma is also gone. Such a person is a jivan mukta. In the next paragraph, the Acharya is addressing. Acharya is talking of what kind of actions, what kind of activities a jnani will have. Whether a jnani will have empirical transaction or not. Will a jnani be always sitting in samadhi, closed his eyes, and sitting in a cave, somewhere in a cave? There are imaginations. People have their own romantic idea about a jnani. That a jnani must be always sitting in a cave, somewhere in the Himalayas, that also. And he should not come out. Even when he comes out, he should come out closing his eyes. A jnani does not have empirical transactions. Jnani may not eat also. If he eats, he is not a jnani. Because a jnani must not feel hunger. He may not talk also. The Acharya says it is not like that. Jnani will have vyavahara. Jnani will have empirical transactions. He will also eat. He will also sleep. He will also wake up. He will also speak to others. Just like an ajnan, in his vyavahara you can't make much difference. Ajnani also eats, jnani also eats. If the jnani, before jnana he used to go to office, even after jnana he may go to office and work. Quite possible. If before jnana he or she was cooking idli, after jnana also he or she will cook idli. He will not forget how to cook idli. I got jnana, I forgot how to cook idli. This person will not say. He will remember. He or she will remember how to cook idli, how to make idli, how to make sambar. Everything she will remember. Then, what is the difference between a jnani's transaction as well as an ajnani's transaction? What is the difference between a jnani's vyavahara and an ajnani's vyavahara? As far as the very actions are concerned, there won't be much difference. As far as, you know, the way of talking is concerned, the same words he may use. Before jnana he used to speak in Kannada or English. After jnana he will speak only in Sanskrit. Not even like that. The same language he will continue to speak. But there is a difference. When an ajnani does any action, or when an ajnani gets the result of any action, He identifies with the action as well as the result of action. When an ajnani does a work, he identifies with the work. He identifies himself as the doer. As well as when he is getting the result of the action, he identifies himself as the enjoyer. And because of that, he will be affected by both the action as well as the result of action. He will be affected by the vyavahar, by the transaction. But as far as a jnani is concerned, for a jnani, the whole universe is mithya. Even his body is mithya. He will continue to experience the universe. He will continue to see the universe as before. He will continue to experience his body as before. But he has the understanding that the universe is mithya. My body is mithya. My mind is also mithya. Therefore, all my actions, they are also mithya. All the result of the action I am receiving, they are also mithya. Therefore, for a jnani, even though he is involved in the transactions, even though he is doing the transactions as before, he does not see any reality in the transactions. And since he doesn't see the reality in the transactions, he is not affected by the transactions. That is the difference between a jnani and ajnani. And it is described in this paragraph. Ayam tu vyatthana samaye mamsa shonita mutra purishadi bhajanena sharirena Andhyamandhya Apatutva Adibhajanena Indriyagramena Ashana Pipasa Shoka Mohadi Bhajanena Antahkaranena Cha Purva Purva Vasanaya Kriyamanani Karmani Bhujyamanani Jnana Aviruddha Aviruddha Jnana Aviruddha Arabdha Phalani Cha Pashyannapi Badhi tattvat paramarthato na pashyati yatha indrajalam iti jnanavan tad indrajalam pashyannapi paramarthamidam iti na pashyati ayam tu. Ayam means this jnani. Vyutthana samaye. Vyutthana samaya means vyavahara samaya. At the time of transaction. Mamsa shonita mutra purishadi bhajanena sharirena. Jnani also has sharira. Jnani also has body. And what is the body of a jnani? Jnani gets a new body, a light body. Not like that. Jnani also has the same body as he had before. Before he got jnana. And the jnani's body consists of what? Mamsa, flesh. Like, just like a jnani's body. Mamsa, flesh is there. Shonita, blood is there. Mutra, purisha are there. ఆదిభాజనేన శరీరేణ ద బాడీ విచ్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ విచ్ ఇస్ కంపోస్డ్ ఆఫ్ మాంస ఫ్లెష్ బ్లడ్ మూత్ర మూత్ర మీన్స్ యూరిన్ పురీష ఫిల్త్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా మీన్స్ బోన్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా సో జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ స్థూల శరీర జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ ఇంద్రియాస్ ద సెన్సెస్ అండ్ జ్ఞాని సెన్సెస్ ఆల్సో విల్ హ్యావ్ ద సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఇఫ్ ద జ్ఞాని వాస్ వేరింగ్ స్పెక్టాకల్స్ బిఫోర్ జ్ఞాన ఆఫ్టర్ జ్ఞాన హిస్ ఐస్ విల్ నాట్ బికమ్ ఆల్ రైట్ జ్ఞాన విల్ నాట్ చేంజ్ ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఐస్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ జ్ఞాన హీ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు వేర్ స్పెక్టాకల్స్ therefore acharya says andhya mandya apatutvadi bhajanena indriya gramena his indriya grama means a group of indriyas will have the same problem as before andhya if the blind jnani was a blind previously jnani was blind previously even after jnana he will continue to be blind mandya if his senses are manda means weak jnani used to wear glasses now also he will have to wear glasses apatutva means not very capable incapability if the indriyas of a jnani are not very capable previously even now it will not be capable He will also have the problems, the physical problems, he will also have, a jnani will also have. The problem regarding the indriyas, a jnani may also have, because it is upadhi, it is not a brahman. And upadhi will have its own limitations. Even a jnani's upadhi will have its limitations. అశన పిపాస శోక మోహాది భాజనేన అంతఃకరణేన అంతఃకరణ జ్ఞానీస్ అంతఃకరణ మైండ్ విల్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ద సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ యాజ్ బిఫోర్ అశన హంగర్ జ్ఞాని విల్ ఆల్సో ఫీల్ హంగ్రీ పిపాస థర్స్ట్ ఈవన్ జ్ఞాని విల్ ఫీల్ థర్స్ట్ That reminded me, when I said thirst, I should also drink some water. Pipasa, shoka. Jnani will also have sorrow. Because Jnani also has mind. Jivan Mukta also has a mind. Therefore, if some undesirable incidents happen, Jnani may also feel sorrow. Because Jnani is also a human being. He also has a mind. He also has emotions. He will also feel shoka. But the only advantage is, he knows that this shoka is not real. And since he knows that it is not real, the intensity of the shoka will be very less. It won't affect him much. The intensity of sorrow will be less. Moha, conflict. Some kind of conflict a jnani may also have. Again, the intensity of conflict may be lesser. Adi bhajanena antahkaranena. The antahkarana which is subject to these problems. Purva purva vasanaya kriyamanani karmani. And jnani may also do actions. Karmani, actions. Kriyamanan, he may also be doing. And why he does karma? According to what he does karma? Purva purva vasanaya. Because of the tendencies he has collected before. Accordingly he may do karma. Suppose he has collected some tendency to do help others or a tendency to teach or a tendency to study the Shastra, that vasana will continue, that tendency will continue in you. And he may be doing these actions also. He may continue to study the Shastra, or he may continue to do some good actions, some helping others, etc. He may continue to do the actions. If he is a grihastha and he is performing his rituals, even after jnana, he may continue to perform the rituals. Sandhya vandana, he may continue to perform. Puja, he may continue to perform. Bhujyamanani jnana aviruddha arabdha phalani cha. And he will continue to enjoy also. Bhujyamanani, he will continue to enjoy the phalas of his prarabdha karma. Arabdha phalani. Whatever prarabdha karma is there, it will produce his result. Sometimes the prarabdha will give sukha to him. It will give happiness to him. There is prarabdha that he will get good food one day. And another day the prarabdha is that he may not get food at all. That also he has to put up with. So he will have to enjoy the good and evil results of his prarabdha. Then sometimes the prarabdha may produce some enjoyments which are viruddha to his knowledge, which are opposite to his knowledge. Instead, it may be contradictory to his knowledge. Such things he may avoid. Like adharma, the prarabdha may ask him to, tempt him to do adharma. That he will avoid. But whatever is jnana aviruddha, whatever is not opposite to his jnana, he may enjoy. Certain prarabdhas, if you enjoy, it is not opposite to your knowledge. So, jnana aviruddha prarabdha phalani bhujyamanani. He will continue to enjoy the results of his prarabdha, which are not opposite to the knowledge. Pashyannapi, and he sees all these things. He sees the universe. He sees the world. He experiences the world. He experiences his body. He experiences the result of the knowledge, the result of his prarabdha. At the same time, paramarthatah na pashyati. He does not ascribe any reality to the world. He does not see the world as real. He does not see the body as real. He does not see his mind as real. And also, he does not see whatever results of prarabdha he is experiencing. That also is not real for him. Paramarthatah na pashyati. He does not see them as real. Why? Because bhajitatvat. The whole universe is negated for him. The whole universe, he has understood that it is mithya. He knows that the world is mithya. He knows that his body is mithya. He knows that his actions are also mithya. And he knows that the result of his action is also mithya. Therefore, na pashyati. In reality, he does not see. Even though he sees, in reality, he does not see. Means, he does not see them as real. Then what he sees as real? Only Brahman. Only Brahman is real for him. And he is Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. That alone is real for him. For that, an example is given. Yatha indrajalam iti jnanavan, tad indrajalam pashyannapi paramarthamidam iti na pashyati. We will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.